Welcome to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome. We value your time and energy and hope you receive a lot from tuning in. As a listener-supported show, we rely on you to help us grow. We'd be so grateful if you share the show or a favorite episode with a friend or fellow health seeker. Living a healthy and nourishing life doesn't always come easily, especially in today's crazy world. But that's why we're here, doing what we love, hopefully helping you along with information and inspiration that fuels your health pursuits. If you're looking for more support, consider subscribing to the monthly meal guide membership. Just $11 per month gets you access to a weekly meal guide filled with healing and delicious whole food plant-based recipes, along with invitations to our regularly scheduled support calls where we can connect, answer questions, and keep the good vibes flowing in our healthy lives. You can learn more at www.alter.health/meal-guides. And if you're looking for more in-depth support, check out our other services. We offer both one-on-one consulting as well as educational programs. All of our current offerings are listed at www.alter.health. Our ultimate goal is to empower you to heal yourself. Keeping with that theme, let's dive into today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Medicinal Monday lesson. I'm Dr. Susanna.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Alter.
And we're both naturopathic doctors who support individuals in reversing disease and reclaiming optimal health through whole food plant-based nutrition and mind-body medicine.
So here we are on another Medicinal Monday episode. And by the way, we just restarted the podcast and we're using these Medicinal Mondays on the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, hello. And if you're listening to this Medicinal Monday, hello. We do record these Medicinal Monday episodes live in our plant-based and stress-free Facebook group. And this is an invitation to come on into that group if you're not already in. And you guys voted on this topic of the nervous system, which is the topic of today's Medicinal Monday, which I'm so grateful that you did vote to learn more about your nervous system and more specifically your autonomic nervous system. But before we dive into today's content, just a couple announcements.
Yes.
The first being the cleanse.
The cleanse. So enrollment for our quarterly seasonal cleanse is open. The cleanse will be starting April 11th, but the first cleanse meeting happens on April 9th. So if you're interested in checking that out, head over to our website, www.alter.health.
/cleanse.
Yes.
And this is unlike any other cleanse that you probably have ever heard of or done. This is not about restriction or juicing or supplements or protocols like that. This is about just hyper nourishing and super hydration to support your endogenous detoxification pathways.
Right.
The other announcement is our Thrive on Plants program, which is open enrollment. If you are looking for more support and guidance in your whole food plant-based journey, no judgment, no restriction, no rules, just support and empowerment.
Yeah, so I want to say a brief hello to those who are live with us today. It's wonderful to see you, Richard and Ruth and Stephanie and all those other people who are with us. If you haven't said hello yet, please do. Just a reminder that in these Medicinal Monday calls, we love hearing from you. We love hearing your questions.
Yeah.
So feel free to share as we're teaching along.
Yeah. So once again, we are focused on talking about your nervous system and how important mastering your nervous system is with regard to health and healing. And I thought that I would just share this little graphic that we made to start us off here to describe and teach a little bit about the branches of the nervous system. And for those of you watching the video, so we've got a central nervous system and a peripheral nervous system. The central nervous system is composed of our brain and our spinal cord. Peripheral nervous system is composed of our motor neurons and sensory neurons that branch off of our brain and spinal cord. Sensory neurons are, of course, gathering information from all nooks and crannies of our body, and motor neurons are giving information for our body to do things. And then we've got our autonomic nervous system and our somatic nervous system, branches of our motor neurons. And the somatic nervous system is like moving our soma or our body. So that's flexing our muscles and walking and blinking our eyes and, you know, picking stuff up and, you know, these motor skills that we can master. And then the autonomic nervous system is kind of the background tasks that are always happening to keep our body in balance. And the autonomic nervous system, just to get a little deeper, has two branches, the sympathetic branch and the parasympathetic branch. So really what we're talking about here is that background functioning of your autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic and parasympathetic branches that are naturally always operating and taking in information, responding accordingly to keep your body in balance.
Yeah, and just a few examples of what this autonomic nervous system is responsible for. Things like keeping our heart beating and our lungs breathing and our digestive system functioning and breaking down things. All these miraculous actions that our body does without us putting in any voluntary effort.
Yeah, so I always remember autonomic nervous system is kind of like automatic. Automatic is just subconscious happening. The miracle of life that's keeping us alive. And as such, we don't often think too much about controlling our autonomic nervous system. Some people think that it's kind of out of our control. But the truth is, we can have a lot of input into how our autonomic nervous system functions. So you might have heard of our sympathetic branch being connected with kind of the fight, flight, freeze response, the stress response classically. And the parasympathetic branch being associated with rest, digest, detoxify, and heal really are the functions that fit into that branch of our autonomic nervous system. And then it makes sense, like, okay, well, I want to rest, digest, detoxify, and heal more than I fight, flight, and freeze. But in our world today, a lot of people unknowingly are having a level of what might be called sympathetic dominance, where they are operating under that fight, flight, freeze response. It becomes kind of their new baseline. And then they get accustomed to what it feels like to be kind of low grade, physiologically stressed all the time. And or maybe you are aware of the physiologic or psychological stress. Because, by the way, when we're talking about stress and we're talking about the body, both physiologic stressors like toxicities or deficiencies or pathogens or things like that can turn on the sympathetic stress response, as well as our psychological inputs like stressful thoughts can turn on the sympathetic stress response. Like if we're thinking about work or traffic or, you know, finances or deadlines or the weather or politics or the end of the world or the, you know, aliens or whatever it is, these thoughts can, if they are stressful in nature, can evoke that physiologic stress response.
Yes. But, you know, it's important to point out that we have both of these branches for a reason. They both serve us in great ways. I think it's pretty easy for us to get into a conversation like this and have people kind of, you know, kind of say, oh, well, parasympathetic good, sympathetic bad. Oh, yeah. But they're both equally as important because we see, for example, scenarios where we're faced with a real life threat. Maybe there's, you know, an armed burglar in your house, or maybe, you know, you're out trail running and you come across a mountain lion or something like this.
I saw that video.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
the other example that comes to mind is like, you know, the baby stuck underneath the car and like the superwoman, supermom, like picking up the car and like having all the adrenaline and cortisol and fuel coursing through their veins to do something and escape and flee and survive.
Yeah, these are examples where our sympathetic nervous system serves us greatly in all those ways you talked about, Dr. Ben. It's like this sympathetic branch of the nervous system mounts that stress response so that we can respond to the threat, run, we can fight back, we can do what needs to be done to preserve our safety or the safety of others.
100%. So we don't need to worry too much about being able to turn on this sympathetic stress response. It is, as we probably have felt, very programmed into us. Like if we, come across anything, our heart pounds in our chest, and we don't need to say, okay, heart, pound in my chest so that I can get out from this scary situation. But we do have leverage over is activating and creating more resilience within the branch of our parasympathetic autonomic nervous system. So in other words, getting better at resting and relaxing and digesting and detoxifying and healing. And I know a lot of people say, oh yeah, you know, you just gotta like meditate more or have happy thoughts or, just be out in nature and hibernate in a cave and, soak in the hot tub, like whatever it is. And yeah, those kind of things are great, but let's face it. We live in the physical world reality where we've got demands and life is calling upon us to show up. So really what I like to say and what I think the goal should be is being really good at showing up for life. But when we're not showing up for life, being really good at turning things off and turning things down. And even when we're in the moment, in like a stressful moment, knowing how to kind of hack our autonomic nervous system to turn down the volume of our nervous system so that we are not unnecessarily driving the sympathetic stress response, which, by the way, has everything to do with dysregulated immune function, dysregulated blood sugar, dysregulated blood pressure, shutting off your digestive system, starving your microbiome. All of these sorts of things have everything to do with stress. And we know that pretty much any physiologic condition can be traced back to stress being a fundamental root cause. So let's do something about it. Let's do something about it. So this is really where the conversation brings us to mastering our nervous system, knowing how to, even though it's an autonomic nervous system or automatic nervous system that's always kind of responding subconsciously, we actually do have some top-down input and we actually can disrupt or put in new inputs to shift the function of our autonomic nervous system. And the best things that we can do involve, of course, kind of our mindset. But maybe that's like, that can happen immediately in a moment, in an instant. But maybe that's more of like this longer term, like, okay, I'm just going to learn how to not take things so seriously. I'm going to learn how to trust the universe. I'm going to learn how to, you know, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. That's good. But in the moment, another thing that we can do in addition to just being grateful, being present, trusting, letting shit go, the other thing that we can do is let shit go out of our mouth and let our breath go, and specifically exhale. And because when it comes to mastering our nervous system, our breath is the one autonomic function, the one function that happens in our body automatically that we all actually also can control. So we don't have to think to breathe. You know, you're breathing right now and you're probably not thinking too much about where your breath is going, whether it's coming in through your mouth or nose, if it's going into your chest, your abdomen, if it's coming, you know, 12 respirations per minute or 16 respirations per minute, it just is happening. But we can choose to take a deep breath in and hold it. We can choose to let everything out and hold and like empty the exhalation. And in that kind of control and mindfulness of our breath lies some serious, powerful, shifting opportunities to actually control our fate of our autonomic nervous system. And, maybe I think the first step is really to just bring mindfulness to how we're breathing in a moment. And it's like, oh, I'm kind of thinking about this. I'm working on the computer. I'm watching the stressful news or video or whatever it is. And you might notice that your breath is entering just about the upper 5 to 10% of your chest, just coming into your chest right up here.
And it's not really going into the base of your lungs, not really filling your abdomen at all. And you're just inhaling and exhaling shallowly in the top of your lungs. And that is actually activating and creating this positive feedback loop that keeps your sympathetic nervous system turned on. But you can break that, shut that circuit breaker off, like I like to say, and turn on the parasympathetic branch of the nervous system by just exhaling completely and just emptying your lungs and then allowing a breath to come in more fully into the base of your lungs. In other words, really what this looks like is quote unquote diaphragmatic breathing, because when we use our diaphragm, which is the muscle of breathing, fully and consciously, it activates the vagus nerve, which is the primary nerve of the parasympathetic branch of the autonomic nervous system. That is a two-way highway of information. So what we're doing when we diaphragmatically breathe is we send information from our lungs, from our diaphragm, to our brain that, oh, everything's okay. I'm not about to get eaten by the mountain lion. Like, I'm surviving. Everything is okay. So when we exhale completely and receive a breath into our belly, that shuts off our sympathetic stress response. And of course, it only shuts it off for an instant, so we can turn it back on the next moment. So it is an opportunity to just continually bring mindfulness and peace into your body. But that's, I think, one of the most powerful hacks to our physiology, because once again, the name of the game in health and healing is spending more time in the parasympathetic branch of the autonomic nervous system, because that's really the branch where our physiology is operating optimally and where everything's kind of plugging along as it should. So that's my greatest tip of mastering our autonomic nervous system.
All right. Well, Ben, you've just been on a roll. I've just been sitting back, breathing and taking in the info. Mm. But, you know, what I would add to that conversation is that an example where we can see this really working in real time is individuals who have high blood pressure. Yeah. You know, the sympathetic nervous system, when it's ramped up, it increases blood pressure. That's just one of the physiological changes that happens. So when we upregulate the parasympathetic nervous system, we see that blood pressure reduces. And even individuals with hypertension can see reliably like a 10-point drop in their blood pressure.
And we're not talking about, like, you know, it happens after a couple weeks or a couple days or a couple months. We're talking about a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. We're talking about immediate response. But once again, you know, we turn the sympathetic nervous system back on if we're not mindful about it. So I think the long game is, again, you know, shifting our baseline set point from kind of low or moderate or high grade stress, depending on where you identify and feel in your body, to no stress, no physiologic stress. No stress is normal. That being said, like, once again, our sympathetic nervous system turns on when we need it, but really, most of the time, we shouldn't have it on.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the breath example is a wonderful way that we can actually come in and mindfully actually upregulate the parasympathetic nervous system. But I feel like the biggest impact we have is the more kind of just, you know, moment to moment, day to day, looking at where our mindset is, looking at, you know, are we enjoying life or are we struggling through life? Are we struggling to get through the day? And I mean, I think the easiest way to kind of put it, the way that I see it really, is that what really helps to upregulate the parasympathetic nervous system is being present in your life and accepting and maybe even enjoying what is in front of you in each now moment. Now, I know we're all human and we're not able to actually embrace and accept and enjoy every single thing that is presented with us throughout the day. However, I don't know, there is that room for potential.
Yeah, 100%.
And it comes down to mindset, right?
Yeah, 100%. In other words, yeah, being present, accepting life, trusting the universe. Yeah, that's a obviously a good place to be. But it's like when we, I think that we can use the two weapons, if you will. I don't think they're weapons. The two tools, our mindset and our breath, synergistically. And because when you empty your lungs and exhale and let it go, naturally, that is usually coming along with a feeling of gratitude for the next breath. You know, gratitude for the next breath, because we've always got what we need. Even if it is just a breath in a moment, we've always got what we need. So that's a great place to live. Not to say that we all live there all the time. In fact, none of us live there all the time, because all of us, I hope, are human. And we should not have unrealistic expectations for ourselves. We should have a lot of self-compassion. But yeah, you know, back to the breath a little bit. You know, the momentary exhalation and focusing on the lengthened exhales is really powerful and important. But the other thing that helps is also like some techniques of breath work, which actually strengthen the diaphragm muscle. And these involve holding the breath, both holding inhalations and holding exhalations. That's kind of the more powerful thing for the parasympathetic nervous system. And this has a dramatic effect on our blood pressure in a moment, but it also has a dramatic effect on what is known as heart rate variability in a moment. And heart rate variability is another kind of tangent of autonomic nervous system. And it's really a way of measuring the strength and health of our parasympathetic nervous system. So this is real science. This is actually real powerful science. And decreased heart rate variability is an unhealthy risk factor for all sorts of cardiac disease, cardiovascular disease, as well as immune dysregulations and all sorts of chronic disease and conditions. Whereas increased heart rate variability, or increased variation between heartbeats, that's heart rate variability. Between each heartbeat, there's actually a different time span. It's not just dun, 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 dun. It depends on our breath inputting, whether we're, you know, the distance between heartbeats. But increased heart rate variability is a very powerful preventative factor for all health conditions. And it makes a lot of sense, because once again, it's just telling us scientifically, objectively, where our nervous system is, if it's more predominantly sympathetic, more predominantly parasympathetic. So I don't know if I have much more to say about mastering the nervous system. It's not that complicated, even though it controls everything. And we really should, bring some mindfulness to where our autonomic nervous system is in the moment. But I think the kind of moral of the story and invitation opportunity is really to bring an increased level of both mindfulness, sensitivity, and compassion for yourself as you explore where your stress level is. And we encourage you to actually become more sensitive to the stress. You know, if the stress is just little waves, just become sensitive to those subtle little waves. Not that we need to do anything, but these subtle little waves of stress physiologically are biofeedback. So we can come back into even greater harmony and balance. Or maybe there's a bigger dip or a bigger, you know, spike in our sympathetic input, output, whatever. And we feel that by, I don't know, clammy hands, a heartbeat that feels like this, or our stomach twisting and turning. We all have our unique sensory perceptions of what stress feels like. And the invitation is to become better at feeling stress, so that we can take that as a reminder to exhale and be in the present moment and be grateful and trust and spend more time there.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually really excited, because in the next few weeks, maybe in April. At some point, we haven't yet put it on the calendar, but in our plant-based and stress-free group, we are really excited to host, you know, a multi-day. We haven't solidified this, but a multi-day free event really focused around mindset, really focused around, you know, talking about how our stress level is not dependent on what is happening in our life at the moment.
Never.
Our stress level, our experience of stress is 100% completely dependent on our state of mind in the moment. And while that can be a hard pill to swallow sometimes, it is also at the same time so liberating, so empowering to realize that you're not at the whim of whatever stressors, quote unquote, are happening to you in your life.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to be kind of the focus of the conversation. We'll be sharing more information about that as it's solidifying, but keep your eyes and ears open for our announcements about that.
Yeah. So it's not going to be a whole food plant-based challenge. Maybe it'll be a stress-free challenge, stress-less challenge or something like that. So yeah, as we wrap up today, just a couple quick reminders of the announcements. First being the Alter Health Cleanse, which begins April 11th. First meeting is April 9th. This is a whole food plant-based, hyper-nourishing, super hydrating experience, a way to press the reset button and get your body back on track. So join us at www.alter.health/cleanse. And the second announcement is just the ongoing open invitation to Thrive on Plants for more support, more empowerment, more focus and confidence in your whole food plant-based journey and just achieving your health goals. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we had a quiet audience today. No questions.
Just a bunch of highs. And
great to see you
good
all.
Good to see everyone, though.
And we'll see you next week at the same time, same place.
Yeah. So peace and love. Till next time.
Bye for now.